We give you for all you've done. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. Souls found rest. Oh God. Come on, give him real thanks from your heart. From your heart. Give him thanks. We give you thanks for all you've done for us. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. Our souls is found rest. Oh, love, we give you. Oh, from my heart, oh, love, we give you. We give you thanks. Father, we thank you. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you for the revelation of your word. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you for everything. Lives that were transformed. Marriages that were recharted. Families. We give you the praise. Thank you for the impact of yesterday's word. Even this morning, we thank you for the testimonies. We thank you for the COSA UK. Thank you, Lord, for the COSA Dubai. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Lord, instruct us. Direct us this morning. Let our name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Please have your seats. God bless you. Love you right back. Psalm 92 verse 1. I want to read from verse 1 to 2, Psalm 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Tap your neighbor, say it is good. Come on, find a new neighbor, say it is good. And what I'm saying is, and to sing praises to your name almost die. To sing praises to your name almost die, whether you are alone or you're with people, whether you're on your bed or you want to sleep, it is a good thing. It is not something, if you see yourself struggling with it, there's something inside of you that you need to deal with. Or nobody has told you about the attitude. Particularly if you've known about it and you don't do it. In verse 2, the Bible says to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness in the night. So the least you should do is twice a day. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is a good thing. And I pray in the name of Jesus, this will be marked to your account in the name of Jesus. In Philippians 4:4, the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. So what the psalmist prescribed in the Old Testament is little to what Apostle Paul prescribed in the New Testament. You know the Philippian church? That it was started by rejoicing in the Macedonian prison. We saw how in the middle of the night, they began to praise the Lord and there was an earthquake. So the church started by rejoicing. It will be maintained by rejoicing. What applied to the Philippian church applies to you. He says again, I say, rejoice. This is not something that is only people that are sanguine do. No. In fact, in verse 5, I don't know if you read verse 5 before. It said, let your gentleness be known to all men. You can be gentle. But when it comes to rejoicing, you'll not be gentle. It's because the Lord is at hand. So it is something every Christian must do. In Psalm 119 verse 46, Psalm 119 or 109, it says, I will speak of your testimonies also before the king and will not be ashamed. You know, one of the major ways to give thanks is to share testimonies. We made it easy by putting your face on the screen. No, I'm just ashamed. He said, I will not be ashamed of your testimonies. On Saturdays, if you minister to people, which means you're not ashamed of his testimony. That's what the Bible says, not me. Amen. Some people do it every day. You only do it on Saturday. Some people in this church do it every day. They go to minister to people every day. Not the church sent them, on their own. He says, I will speak of your testimonies. Not only in rural, before the kings. You know, some of you, when you are at some dinners, you form, you are non-believer. You don't want anybody to know you're a Christian. Muslims don't behave that way. Anywhere there, no matter the contract, they tell you, please wait for me, I want to pray. I was shocked when I was in a certain plane owned by a Christian nation, and they put a sign where you face when you are praying as a Muslim. Ah, I say influence. There's no hotel. Because how you do your thing is the way people do it. So you see, how many people are shouting against Christianity today? Christians. Pastors have things to answer to God. Because when they were little, when they were supposed to put some things in them, they were joking. They were just singing songs, rhymes, nursery rhymes. They put nothing in them. You see, someone has gone through church. He would even tell you, I started through church. And you are saying this. You learn nothing in church. The other people of other religion are not like that. From when they were young, they put some things in them. That's why they will not make any comment. They will not say some things out of their mouth. Amen. So he said, I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and I will not be ashamed. How many things God has done in your life that you've not told anybody? God wants to make you a conduit to tell other people what he can do. If he knows you will tell people, he will do more for you. No, you keep it and say, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. We even do anonymous testimonies where we don't show your face. I don't want to talk. The people in the PRU will know me. I'm telling you, it's one way to give thanks. I'm the pastor of this church. It's one way to give thanks to God, to tear his testimonies. Sometimes your testimonies are doubtable. You know, there are people suffering from analyst paralysis. Those, have you gone to the hospital to check it? So you go and check. Anything that will feed doubt, you take it out of the way. How many of you have had testimonies that, it was when I just came into church, I heard the testimony. I said, it is possible. Not even the word. That is what God wants to do. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, your testimony will give back to other testimonies. Never give to a hater, give to a giver. Who will give other people too. The same thing about testimonies. In Psalm 91 verse 15, give to me somebody. Psalm 91 verse 15, it says, they shall call upon me and I will answer. I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him in trouble and honor him. If God has done that, why would you hold it back and not tell somebody about it? Oh, I told my friends, they are little compared to people we are rich in here. We are rich in the world. Even our adversaries watch us. Amen. Somebody that week will say, God is in that church. God is real low. He may not even like the church, but he likes God. That is why God will give you the testimony. Amen, somebody. Am I preaching good this morning? Number two, I may not be able to finish because the time is just running. Pay your vow. It is important. Some of you come out during the praise service or during the tithe. You say, Lord, if you do this for me, I will give you. God finish. He does it. Then you forget. God doesn't have a problem. He said, as for me, you see, his part. When he made a covenant with Abraham, Abraham slept because he knows man is not faithful. I mean, not only in church, privately, in 1989, They said in my school, people that attended the same school with me are here. If you had 6 credits, 7, and you failed either maths or English, you would repeat. Guess what? I failed maths. And I told myself, I'll repeat. I'd rather die. So I went to my mom's room in 1989 and I said, God, do this one thing. I was an unbeliever. I said, do this one thing for me. Please, just do it. Just do it. And I heard a voice that says to me, will you serve me? So I said to God, if you do this, I will serve you. 2 weeks' time, I was fighting a party. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Supernaturally, on Monday, the principal said, I don't know why I'm doing this. If you had P in maths or English, you can be promoted. And I had P. I had what it was called. I don't know whether they still use it. I had P7. I said, God, so you answer prayers. 2 weeks after, I forgot. That is man for you. In Psalm 50, verse 14. Psalm 50, verse 14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. Did you hear that? We even have churches where people say, God, if you do for me, I will give you 10 million. We don't do that here. But the pastor will tell people, he's on, what will you give God? See it now. And God will do it because of vow. Vow is more powerful than you think. There are people that are sick in their body. They will say, Lord, if you extend my life, I will spend the rest with you. Let God heal them. After 3 months, they just forget. That will not be your portion. Amen. That amen is not correct. Amen. In Jonah chapter 2 verse 1, Jonah chapter 2 verse 1, Jonah prayed to the Lord, this God, from the fish's belly. How did God hear? Inside the belly of the fish. In verse 9, I want to read verse 9 and 10. Jonah, while he was praying, he said, but I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. You will do that? I've told the fish to take you to where you will not even know yourself. But I can't reject thanksgiving. I will pay what I vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Verse 10, everybody. He said, so the Lord spoke to the fish. God can't reject the vow. The Lord spoke to a fish and it vomited Jonah onto a dry land. So fish have ears to hear God. Vow. It may be solemn. Lord, if you do this, if you save me from trouble, I will save you. You said it. But when he saved you, you forgot. Or you just thought God was sleeping. But he was alive to do it, what you said. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11. I will show you many scriptures because what I'm saying is sensitive. And Hannah made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you indeed look on my affliction of your maidservant, and remember me and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, not a female, a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. No razor will come upon his head. Let me read 24 to 28. Now when he had weaned him, so she took care of him to the point that she took breasts from his mouth. She took him. There was no reference that Eli went to the house and said, you vowed. It was her that did it. She took with her 3 bulls and an ephah of flour and a skin of wine. And brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young. She had excuses. But she did what she promised. That was what she promised. No wonder God gave her more. And the one she gave to the Lord became the first prime minister of Israel. I want to read 28. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, oh Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I'm the one who stood by you here. Praying to the Lord for this child, I prayed, And the Lord has granted me my petitions, which I ask of him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord there. One of your worship is your vow. I'm telling you, one of your worship is your vow. This is one thing the devil knows. The devil moved and made even to count people. He knew what God will hit. He knows what you can do and you self-destruct. Was he like that first Anna? No. The moment Anna said, I will give the child, God didn't see anything. But she knew. Her countenance changed. She knew she was going to have that child. And God blessed her with more children. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will know how to get what you want from the Lord. And when the Lord does what you want, on your part of the covenant, you will not be found wanting. In Psalm 50, verse 14, I want to show you many scriptures. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vow to the Most High God. In verse 15, it says, call upon me in the day of trouble. The reason why you call upon God in the days of trouble and it's as if God is silent is because you didn't pay your vow. I'm telling you, I will show you many scriptures. Because some of you don't read, you just have a mentality. You just figure out who God is. He says we shall go to Zion and we shall learn his ways. You don't tell God his ways. He tells you his ways. Then you call upon me in trouble and I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Because you paid your vow. Amen. 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 In Ecclesiastes 5. I want to read from 4 to 6, Ecclesiastes 5. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it. I'll do it by December. It's not a vow you made to God. Don't delay. I don't know if you paid attention when I was reading about Hannah. The child was young. She took the child. She didn't say, I'm giving a whole child. She took a physical offering beyond what she promised God. And she gave to Eli. No wonder the one she gave became the first prime minister of Israel, the kingmaker. And God gave her other children. That will be your story. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. So you're just making a fool of yourself if you made a vow to a living God. And when it's time for you to fool, you said God is dead. But he is alive to do what you ask for. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Better not. I can guarantee you there's some things you will not get if you don't do this. That voice that spoke to you, say this, is of God. And you didn't tell anybody. It's between you and God. So how come when God has done what you said, you pretended like he's not alive. Verse 6, everybody. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Nor say before the messenger, that's an angel of God, that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hand? That will not be your story. I want to read to you very important read. In Job 22, from verse 26 to 27. For then, I wish I could read from 20 or 22. For then, you have your delight in the Almighty and lift your face. You know when you are weighing somebody, when you see them in the crowd, you don't. And lift your face to God, verse 27. You will make your prayers to him. And he will hear you. Why? Why will he hear you? Because you paid the vow. Some of you pray today and God doesn't. Job 22 is not a scripture in the Old Testament. It's a messianic scripture. Go and read from verse 22. It says, acquaint yourself with the Lord. Acquaint yourself. It says, you will lay gold down as dust. is the Messianic scripture. And you will pay your vow. You will pay your vow. When you will see him and say, ah, how are you, God? Why? You've paid your vow. Praise God. I said, praise God. Let me give you one more. In Psalm 66, verse 13. I can give you many scriptures. I will go into your house with what? With my vow, with burnt offering. I will pay you my vow. I want to read 14 to you. I will go into your house with burnt offering. Which my lips, the vow, which my lips have uttered. It's not somebody that said, no, my own lips uttered. And my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. Listen to me, I'm your pastor. When you're in trouble, the Lord will demand some things. It may be to leave your boyfriend. It's not money we're talking about all the time. It may be to leave that house. I'll leave that. And God does his part. Then you do like it doesn't exist. That is the reason why you are stuck. Amen. Say to your neighbor, I will pay my vow. It's very, very, your voice is low today, all of a sudden. In Psalm 116, verse 14, I'm rounding off. Psalm 116, verse 14, it says, I will pray my vow to the Lord in the presence of all the people. How many have seen somebody come out and they're just rolling in front of people? That's what they told God. If you do this thing, I will roll in front of people. So why are you shy all of a sudden? Hello? I think I should talk to you. You are quiet this morning. You are quiet on the TV. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 4, what I'm saying is sensitive. I gotta show you many scriptures. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it. For he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vowed. I'm out of time. What have you vowed? Please, you limit yourself if you think I'm talking about money. Lord, I will leave that clique. I know it's not good for me. So why are you still there? Lord, I will do this. I will do that. What have you vowed to the Lord? He has done his part. Why have you not done your part? So I want everyone to bow their heads where they are. It's a solemn assembly this morning. Nobody is exempted, including the preacher. Go ahead and give thanks to the Lord. Go ahead and give thanks. First of all, before you are quiet, return with a loud voice and give thanks to the Lord. Appreciate him for your health, for your life. Appreciate him. Extol him. Exalt him. Thank him because you are alive today. Thank him for what he has done in your life. Bless him. Bless him. Don't hold back. Bless him. He's worthy. He was made. You are made for him. He said, these people are formed for myself. They will glorify me. He was not made for you. Why are you proud? Give him praise. Give him praise. Now go ahead where you are and tell him, repeat what you've said. Any vow you have made before the Lord, money is the smallest. I'm talking about things you said to God. If you do this, and I'm not talking about now, because he doesn't forget things. I'm not talking about now, including when you are an unbeliever. Oh Lord, whatever you do for me, I will do this. Go ahead and make it. Just talk to the Lord. As I'm speaking to you, the Holy Ghost is reminding you, telling you is important. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. If you're done talking to him, pray in tongues. Let him guide you. Download the instructions. Let him instruct you. The reason why I'm in trouble is because I've not paid my vow. Go ahead, somebody. Go ahead, somebody. You made God too small. You have equaled him to a man. Some people have thought God was dead. It just happened by fluke. Go ahead and make your ways right. And do what you've told the Lord. It may be when you were a teenager, you told the Lord, if you bless me, I will do this. Jacob said, I crossed with the staff, but the Lord has helped me. Look at my family. Look at everybody. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Go ahead. In my life, this same life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Today, hallelujah, come on. He my life, Lord, be glorified. Be the glorified. Glorify my life, Lord, Lord, oh, be glorified today. Be the glorifier, be glorified today, today. Hello. Glorified today. Be the glorified, oh Lord. Kare baba baba ba. Kasatari baba. Hallelujah. Be glorified today. Talo dabire. He will abound. Cause any beer, he will adobe you. My wool and you are jura. Mo ye all ago. Oh, moke, Hosanna, moke. Ero jeje leti oku gbugba moke Hosanna kabiyesi oke Hosanna magbe Jesu miga ikpe to pe mi ikpe ola ni magbe Jesu miga Magbe Jesu miga,
Magbe Jesu miga, Magbe Jesu miga. Ipe tope ni, ipe ola ni, Magbe Jesu miga.